I'm stood talking with Henry Tadros, who is a music promoter and has a record label. What's the name of the record label?
It's MIE Music.
And why Manchester?
Manchester is pretty simple. I moved up with my girlfriend for her final year of university up here, and so I thought I'd take advantage of the music scene, because I was kind of in London, it's overcrowded, and I couldn't put on the bands I wanted to, and I couldn't use the best venues around. So I was really happy about coming up here and doing the shows.
So if somebody has just landed in Manchester and the surrounding areas and basically very quickly need to know the best places to go, where would you recommend and why would you recommend those places for music listening and enjoyment?
Well, I'm a bit biased, but I think the Islington Mill is the best place for more, probably the louder kind of shows. I also like the Castle Hotel for kind of folky acoustic nights. It's a really nice room there. And Sacred Trinity Church puts on nice places. But I would pretty much look at the Mill first of all and then see what's happening afterwards.
The Castle Hotel, is that not the home of the Manchester Egg?
I think it is. I've never had it. I had a Scotch egg today, but I haven't had the Manchester egg yet.
I was there last week and had a Manchester egg, and I'm converted. Scotch eggs just pale in comparison.
I had a chocolate Guinness cake there, and that was one of the best cakes I've ever had.
Now I'm definitely getting excited. I need to go back there, obviously. So tell me, what kind of bands do you come into contact with, and what is the Manchester music scene looking like right now?
I put on pretty broad range. I mean, tonight I'm putting on Hawk and Hacksaw, which is kind of folky stuff, I suppose, in a broad sense. But then I put on Skullflower on Saturday. It's a noise band, and I put electronic bands and anything in between, really. And so, I mean, I try and bring in international bands and then put support with Manchester bands. And I found there's a good few people, well, quite a few people around. I mean, it's really hard to just name a couple, but there's like a couple of core groups who seem to play in lots of different bands, like NASDAQ, FTSE 100, Plank, like they're a group of friends, and then there's Part Wild Horses and other bands like that. It's just there's too many of them.
So, okay, give me a rate from the cheapest to the most expensive that you've had to kind of fork out to pay bands. You don't have to name the bands, just give me the bottom fee and the top fee.
Well, lots of bands will just play for free. Well, travel costs and food. And then I think probably the highest I've had to pay is about £1,200.
Really? And you've been dealing with some really interesting names. So that's quite good. Is that, I mean, is that for one or two people? Are they splitting that evenly?
One is a group of eight. And another is about three people, I think. So, I mean, it comes and goes.
God, back when I was in a band, we were charging more than that. Well, not that particular figure there, but it seemed to be, paid for the beer mostly, if I'm totally honest. There were six in my band, so it doesn't go very far.
I mean, there's been quite a bit of a huge difference between what people want. And some people are happy just to play because of the other band on the bill, and so they just come along and see.
And they might have a few T-shirts and a box of CDs at the front.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, put on Earth a while ago, and they probably... they made so much money on their merch. They had a whole trailer full of merchandise, and they think they pretty much sell it all on the tour. So that's cool.
So do you go out and find these bands, or do they contact you?
It's a mix. I like to put on my favourite bands. So I have a look, see who's playing, and see if they're coming around to the UK, and then I book them, or bookers get in touch with me, or the band gets in touch with me. So this is a nice mix, really.
And website for you for this?
It's www.miemusic.co.uk.
And the record label?
It's the same, MIE Music.
So who have you got on the label at the moment?
I've released two bands called Trouble Books and Talons. They're from Ohio in America. Trouble Books are just releasing a new album with Mark McGuire from Emeralds, who's quite big on some experimentally scenes, I don't know. And then I'm just releasing an album by Kath and Phil Tyler. Doing one on Daniel Mention and La Cortis. That's very kind of experimentally noise stuff. And then doing a reissue for Part Wild Horses Main on Both Sides, which is a local band. And that's all on vinyl in about runs of 500 LPs.
But 500 LP runs all on vinyl?
Yeah.
I was going to say, people still listen to vinyl, but I know they are because I recently got a new record player myself, which was a bit random, but I don't know, analog, touchy, feely, lovely, juicy.
It is.
Less disposable.
Definitely. I mean, I always try and like make all the packaging the nicest. I mean, it's heavyweight vinyls, and there's like card packaging and design. My first couple of releases was all handmade by the bands, and so like now that I'm doing slightly bigger runs, can't really do 500 screen printed covers with individual writing. So I mean, you've got to take part and part of like really nice kind of handy stuff with nice looking productive stuff. I don't know.
Brilliant. Well, good luck. You're going to be doing this for much longer, or are you retiring?
Yeah, my last show is on June the 11th at the Mill, putting on Part Chimp and Bong and Hey Colossus. It's a big kind of heavy band day, all day here. And so, yeah, it's going to be pretty sad that it's my last one up here.
And that's because you're moving?
Yep, moving back down to London. So,
well, good luck. And I guess there'll be some gigs cropping up down there.
Yeah, there'll be the few odd ones, I think, on Saturdays or so.
You can't keep away from it. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you very much.